Rosh Hashanah is complicated. Lemia's Daiti, it is the most complicated Yom Tov. Even whether it's called a Yom Tov, it's not so clear. On the one hand, we follow the opinion of Rishonim that say that we say Vatitan Lanu Moedim L'Simcha. They refer to it as a Moed of Simcha. And a short time afterwards, the Chazan says, "Unesane Toikiv Kedushas Hayoyim Shu Noira V'Oyam." It's awesome. It's scary. There were Gedolei Achronim that fasted on Rosh Hashanah, and many of us who try to have Seudos that who don't fast that express the Simcha of Rosh Hashanah. It's not just simply that it's a Yom Tov. And it's a Yom HaDin. The contradictions in Rosh Hashanah tell us a lot about what the Avodas Hayom is all about. What exactly is the Avodas Hayom? Meiri V'Rabbi Rav Nevin Sal Shlita describes the following. Haminig Shelanu Loi L'Hispalel B'Pratiyos. Our custom on Rosh Hashanah is not to daven for our personal needs. Then in a footnote, he quotes Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, says that it could very well be that the spiritual success for your children, your family, maybe that's an exception, but v'haminig shalonu loyle ispalu l'protius. And in the footnote, his son Rabbi Chizkio quotes a tikune azar, that's pachad pechodim. Tikune Zohar Shitza, the minig amongst Mekubalim is to learn Tikune Zohar in Elul and before the Yom Tovim, the Yimei HaDin and Sukkos. And the Tikune Zohar describes, there are people who pray, according to some Girsos, he's talking about praying on Yomim Noroim, people who pray and they ask God, give us food, Havlon Mezoini, Kiklovim, like dogs, Sha'imrim, hav, hav, that say, give, give. Hani chalbin de chatzifin, these brazen, these chutzpedika dogs. Instead of asking, goes on the Zohar, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is begolus, the Shechina is begolunta, it's an exile, instead of thinking about God's exile. They pray for food instead of thinking about what is the real food, and that is the food of Torah. How do we make sure that our tefillos are not ones that are kalbin dechatzifin hav hav? Finally, the last question you have in front of you, the Nesiva Shalom, who asked this question, we're going to develop Ezer Hashem, the beautiful Masaira that the Slonim Rebbe has from the Baal Shem Tov, points out that in Parshas Pinchas, Rosh Hashanah is not referred to as simply a holiday in which we blow the shofar, but it's referred to as Yom Trua Yelachem. The day is a day of Trua. We don't refer to Sukkot as being a Yom Lulav. Why is the day of Rosh Hashanah referred to specifically as a Yom Trua? And for those of you who have in front of you on Amud Kuf Tes Zayin, the Nesiva Shalom quotes the Degel Machne Ephraim for no one less than the Baal Shem Tov Zchusa Yogin Aleinu. That the Baal Shem Tov said that when it comes to Avodas Hashem, and the Nesiva Shalom develops that this is unique to Rosh Hashanah, he says some scary things about Avodas Hashem. He says, look at the second column, second line. L'melech sha'asa sviva mechitzas rabos bechizas einayim. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a relationship with a king who has many, many barriers that are between us and him. U'bei mechitza l'mechitza yeshem dvarim v'chai yisroz ha'ma'ayimim u'mavilim shi'iru me'asagas eilov liros bar pnei melechayim. And there are things that are constantly blocking us from coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here's the scariest part, eight lines in. V'hine gam mi shemiskaber v'oiver kama mechitzes en yochol lahamshich u'muchrach liskos la'achor ki kol choma v'choma gvor rechavim rishona. Sometimes you finally got it, you finally pushed yourself to open up a Musar Seder, you finally learned how to read Gemara properly, and then the next obstacle comes, and the next Mechitza is even higher than the next. Yom Adin, the Siva Shalom goes on Kuf Yud Zayin, Rosh Hashanah is the ultimate day of Mechitzas. And you know what the Baal Shem Tov said? On Kuf Tesayim, in the second column, he spells this out, that the Pasuk says, Ashrei ha'om yoidei serua, praised is the people that know serua, Hashem bar panecha ya'aleichun. Hashem bar panecha is in the middle, there are many, many mechitzas, and that's the norah va'ayim of Rosh Hashanah. If you look at Sifrei Chassidus and Sifrei Kabbalah, there's no day as daunting as Rosh Hashanah. But the Ba'or Panecha is the middle. And you know what the word Trua means, Alpi Chassidus and Kabbalah? Trua, take a look over there in Kuf Tezayin, the second column. Trua Miloshen Shvira. The whole Yom Trua is not simply blowing of the shofar, it's a day of breaking down those mechitzas. And the Baal Shem Tov said, Ashrei ha'om yoidei serua, praised are those who through the shofar, as we're going to explain in a moment, break down the mechitzas, ba'or panecha ya'aleichum, when they break down those mechitzas, then they could encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now let's take a look at Kuf Yud Zayin, the second column, where the Rebbe points out, Ki Uzman Shel Hester Panim, Yom Adin of Rosh Hashanah is a time of great Hester Panim. Asher Onon Va'arofel Svivov Hamastir Mesori Yisparech. There's a tremendous light in the middle, but it's blocked by Beni Mechitzas. And that's the Pasuk that we say before Shemona Esrei. Tiku Bachode Shofar Bakesel Yom Chagenu. Rosh Hashanah is the ultimate hidden expression of God, but in the middle there's a tremendous light. The Likutei Torah, Shulchan Aruch Harav, describes that that's exactly why the shofar is l'shmoa kol shofar, to hear the sound of the shofar. Shezehu kol she'ein boi dibur, writes the Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe says that it needs to be the cry that doesn't have any words. Says the Nesiv Shalom, because it's a cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Keli, Keli, Lama Azavtani. I know that there's something beautiful inside. There's Ba'ar Panecha Ya'aleichu, but it's so hard for me to break down all of those mechitzas. And the only way to break down those mechitzas are not with words. Rav Soloveitchik described the Baal HaTanya's idea in beautiful English. It's a primal, inarticulate cry. It's our cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes from the shofar, that comes from a neshama, the chelek, the deep chelek Elokam Mimal inside of us. Rav Nevenzel told me a fascinating story. He said, nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. This week he happened, I was learning from him Hilchos Tefillin, and he said to me, there was once a chassid who came to Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he said to him, I'm having tzaras in my life, I need an eitzah. So the Rebbe said, like it's well known in Kabbalah, check your mezuzahs. So he checked the mezuzahs, and the mezuzahs were beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Really mudarim. So they didn't know what to do. The Rebbe said, check the mezuzahs. So they went to Rav Ozner, and they asked Rav Ozner's suggestion, what to do. Rav Ozner said, let me speak to the sofer. He called the sofer in, and he asked the sofer a lot of questions. And the sofer said that he goes to the mikveh every time before he writes the Shem Hashem. Rav Ozner then asked him, but the mikveh is far away from your house. So the sofer said, yeah, I skip the Shem Hashem, and I write the rest, and then I go to the mikveh and write the Shem Hashem. Now, of course, those who know Hilchos Mezuzah, that's called Shaloi Kisidr, and the mezuzah is entirely possible. So everything else was muhudar, but the actual mezuzah itself was possible. When I asked Rav Nevenzel Rebbe, this is the first time I heard a moifis from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, he said, I'm not saying a moifis from Lubavitcher, I'm saying a moifis from Rav Ozner. Rabosai, there are beautiful, beautiful tefillin today. I wonder, my nephew maybe, well, just showed me his tefillin that my brother invested a lot in. And they are gorgeous, gorgeous batim. You know, you're supposed to have four separate batim. Your tefillin is not one, the shel rosh, it's four different parts, but it's very, very hard to see. Now, my nephew has these batim that there's a razor thin, the sofer showed him, that if he sticks in, no pun intended, a dollar bill in between, he could actually stick a dollar bill between each one of the batim. I don't know if the rabbanim here had tefillin like that. The Vilna Gaon certainly didn't have batim like that. But you could have something that has all the hidurim on the outside. But if there's something messed up, if the pnimius is off, then everything is messed up. And the avoda of Rosh Hashanah is avoda to break down all of those mechitzas to make sure that the pnimius b'ar panecha yalechu is refined. And the way to do that is to get to the core of pnimius. And that's what the Baal HaTanya is also saying. The Baal HaTanya is saying that there aren't even dibur at all on Rosh Hashanah. It comes from the depths of a Jewish neshama. The Kedushas Levi goes even further. The Kedushas Levi says, and therefore, let me read you his words. V'hine kishi yispal atzadik. Even when a tzadik davens on Rosh Hashanah, yivakesh meis Hashem yizoher shelo yispalel. He shouldn't ask for what he wants. Remember I quote from our Rebbe, he said, Haminik shalonu loyles talo leprotius. Why? Because he quotes the same idea of the Likutei Torah. That shofar is, Yom Teruah is a day without dibur. Rakachi vakesh meis haboire, mashani yispal yirak fi chastechol fi rachamecha. You know why? Because Dibur is the expression of man. Malachim, who are higher up, sing. They don't use Dibur. I've mentioned in the past that this was an idea of the Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya used to say that singing without words is a higher madriga than singing with words. Because words is human expression. To which, of course, Aaron Soloveitchik used to then say, and I say, a nigun without a nigun is the highest madriga. But that's deep. There's the neshama even beyond the idea of singing. Of course, that answers some of our questions. On the one hand, the day is noira va'oyam, because to get at pnimius requires to break down certain mechitzas. It's noira va'oyam because if a person puts his own negius, his own biases, in such a case he could distort the essence of that pnimius. That's Neira V'Oyim. On the other hand, it's a day full of simcha because those who do succeed, Ashrei Ha'am Yoidei Seruah, if they do it B'Loshon Shvira, if they break down those mechitzas, Ba'or Panecha Yaleichud, the or that's inside of that, inside of those klipas are tremendous. It's daunting, but it's also very easy. The exact point that makes it hard is the same reason, al pi chasidus, of what makes it so accessible to us. In this week's parasha, we're going to have another beautiful bark from the Baal Shem Tov. About tshuva. If you're far out, Mishom Yikabetzcha, Zot the Baal Shem Tov, Mishom Yikabetzcha, a person can reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter how far away they are. The Ramban learns, Ki HaMitzvah Azoyz Asher Anoichi Mitzavcha Yoyim Loi Nifleisim Imcha V'loi Rechoikai is referring to tshuva, that tshuva is not far from you. Why? Because of the exact irony of the pnimius. If Rosh Hashanah is all about getting at the Kaba'ar Panecha Yaleichun, and it's not about Dibur, it's not about Maisa, it's about one thing only, and that's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. It's the moment in which a person is Mekabel, he doesn't need to do anything else. Internally, he decides, as we spoke about last week, he decides that he works for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reb Ben Leibovich pointed out to me, I was discussing with him a Mishnah in Demai. He pointed out to me in Musar something amazing. The Mishnah says, Hamikabel lios chaver. If a person decides that he wants to be a chaver in the Mishnah refers to oversimplify, a Talmud Chacham, he becomes a chaver. It's all about Kabbalah. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal, he probably even said in this room, I'm sure he said it in a much more complicated way than the way I'm going to simplify it, the way that I heard from other Talmidim. But he pointed out, last week we read in the Rambam that someone who's a Baal Tshuva, what's a Baal Tshuva? A Charata ala Over, he regrets the past, Kabbalah ala Asad, he accepts the future. He's Naser Ke'ov LaKadosh Baruch Hu, he becomes a beloved to God. How does he become beloved to God? He didn't do anything different. You know what the answer is? Rav Aaron said that tshuva is all about direction. You were walking in this direction. Charata alo'aver, you regret. Kabbalah, a person's makabal on himself, he turns around. His back is no longer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's now walking towards Kodesh Baruch Hu. You know why Rosh Hashanah starts off Aseres Yemei Tshuva? You know why it's Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Sirua, Ba'or Panecha Yalechu, the way the Baal Shem Tov described it? Because all it's about is something that doesn't require any dibur and any maisa. It's the hardest, but it's the easiest. It's about Kabbalah. It's about a person deciding that they're going to be something different. No dibur, no maisa. The pure decision of what my neshama is going to be. What my neshama is. Rav Aaron Bakst was a Rosh Yeshiva in Detroit who learned in Europe in the yeshivas. And somebody asked him, why is it that boys don't remember like they used to remember in Europe what they learned? And Rav Aaron answered a very sharp teretz. He said, because in Europe, whenever we learned, we wanted to remember. He says, a boy in America, he learns first, and then he decides whether he wants to remember it or he doesn't want to remember it. A boy in Europe, when he sat down in the Gemara, his whole Kabbalah, his whole Mahus, his whole essence, the boys in Yeshiva in Europe, that was what they wanted. They weren't coming to sample courses. They weren't coming to check out, I'm checking out this year, I'm checking out that year. I know guys who went through YU for 3 years checking out Shiurim. 3 full years. As opposed to a boy who decides, I'm going to do everything I can to become a Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Lozer ben Hurkinis, Bor Sid She'enum Abitipa, he was a pit that didn't lose a bit of water. Says the Chavetz Chaim, it means he had a beautiful memory. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai praises him as one of his 4 Talmidim. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that's something to praise somebody for, he had a great memory. Chavetz Chaim says, it's not that he had a great memory. He decided that he wanted to be a Bor Sid She'enum Abitipa. I heard from Rav Shechter Shlit, and then I saw in other Sfarim as well, the Chacham Avad Yosef Zatzal used to be very insulted when people said that he remembered because he had a photographic memory. You know why he remembered? Because he was mekabel on himself, that he wanted to know Kol HaTorah Kula. Every single one of us has tremendous kochos, tremendous strengths that are inside of us. There isn't a person here who could become great. But we have to decide, what do we really want? That's what Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is all about. That's what breaking down all those mechitzas are all about. And that doesn't require any dibur, and doesn't require any maisa. It's a commitment to bring out the best of our neshama. Years ago, it was documented that, God forbid, if a woman's child is trapped under her car, that a woman could lift tons to save her child. It means that inside of us, there are greater strengths than we ever knew we had. That's accessing the Ba'or Panecha Yalechu. The word Srua has 2 meanings to it. Srua is a shvira, to break down the mechitzas, but Srua is a friendship, a closeness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that same koach of pnimius that we're supposed to access in Rosh Hashanah, is so close to us. Ki karov elecha adover ma'ot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmaya, that we should truly to be mekabel. What can we could really, really accomplish? So much more than we ever dreamed of, if we only access the Ba'or Panecha Yalecha. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zeicha to Hashnas Chaim Tovim V'Shalom and grow in Torah and Yerushalayim together.